sitting in a pan.
It's like amazing. Okay, so we are making pancakes. We are like the international show of pancakes today because Sven here's in Germany and I'm in the States, so.
And we normally make our pancakes without fucking baking powder, to be honest.
Then make them without fucking baking powder.
Yeah.
So I'm, wow, that buzzing sound. So I'm heating up the stove, and I have my dry ingredients ready, because I'm like that.
Well, I have induction fucking thing that goes way faster.
Well, then you're the shit, and I feel, like, inferior. But I'm going to add the stuff to my pancakes to make it wet. What? The noises? It's a kitchen noise. It's supposed to be a kitchen noise. It's a cooking show.
It can make wet sounds.
Okay, it says to add this much milk, and it's lying. I think we need more. Because those are not...
Wait, did you already start?
I did. Aren't we starting?
Oh my. I was like...
It's going to take me longer to cook my pancakes than you anyway, right?
Yeah, but how much fucking flour do I put in?
I think it was like a... Well, I'd go in cups. Do you measure in cups in Germany? Or is it in grams? Do I need to bring up a recipe for you, Sven?
Who measures in cups? That's like...
Americans measure in cups.
I know.
Because we're weird. And fuck the metric system. That's what it is.
Two cups, you said. Two.
And yes, U.S. and U.K. cups are different too. No, not two cups. Do you want me to pull up a recipe in grams to tell you how much flour is in it? I can do that.
How much flour?
Okay. Let me pull it up.
How much did you put in?
1 1/4 cups, which I don't know what that is in grams, but
1 1/4 cup dry goods. Oh,
pan
dry goods.
Cake.
Bread flour, here we go. 1 cup is 136 grams, so 1 1/4 is 170 grams. Oh my god, it's perfect. I'm not even lying.
That's amazing. There you go. Salt, like just a teaspoon of salt. Do you go by teaspoons? Or are we fucked with that too? Gotta put some salt. And you said you were gonna make it without the baking powder, right?
No, I'm gonna make it with the baking powder.
Oh, okay.
Can I follow your lead?
It's 3 1/2 teaspoons of baking powder. Hold on, my hair is in the way. Too much hair. Okay. And then a tablespoon of sugar.
Chill out. Three and a half of baking powder.
I don't know. Maybe it just makes it just makes it fluffy. 3 1/2 tablespoons in grams, is that what you're asking?
No, I have tablespoons. Okay. We have that shit, okay?
Just making sure. Jeez, I mean, you're all backwards and don't have cups.
That's not my fault you have your measurements.
It's not my fault you have your measurements. Okay.
Two.
1 1/4 cup of milk.
Can I do 3? Because never mind, I'll open another
1 liters.
Slap it.
So do you use milliliters or ounces for liquid measurement?
Milliliters.
So.
Okay, the baking powder is.
That'd be 24 divided by 4 is 6.
Like, I don't measure my sugar, I just put a whole fucking package of vanilla.
So it's 300 milliliters of milk. See, look at me doing math. Even this early in the morning. And 3 tablespoons of butter melted and an egg.
1 tablespoon of sugar.
Sugar, yes.
Yeah, it's vanilla sugar for me.
Vanilla sugar.
Okay, have that. My God. The eggs and what you say, milk?
One egg and 300 milliliters of milk.
Whole egg or only the egg yellow?
And then you need 3 tablespoons of butter melted.
Butter melted?
Mm-hmm.
I have to do that. Why didn't you tell me earlier?
I'm sorry, I just got to that part. It's at the bottom.
You're doing all the tricky things now.
Oh my.
Yeah, heat this up. That should be about. Oh my, that's a big piece of butter to me.
Did you say that's a big piece of butter? You gonna slather that on something there?
I think that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm gonna use coconut milk. So this is 500, no 400. Should take everything. Just say fuck it.
They'd be watery. So just take most of the can. Yeah, just take most of the can, like 2/3 of the can.
Oh my god, this is the white liquid I like.
And then you can always add more if it's too thick. Too thick.
One egg. Mm.
Coffee sounds for the win.
Okay, the egg is in. Oh my. It's like a little nipple around white stuff.
Oh, my hair keeps getting on the mic. I should have pulled it back.
Butter is melting.
Melted butter.
Yeah, that takes like a few seconds though.
Okay, I need to
have like one of those mixer things because I don't want to shake it with my arms.
You don't have to. You can just mix it with a whisk or a fork. You don't have to shake it.
How do you do that?
How do you do that? You put it in a bowl and you stir it up. What do you think they did before they had those electric mixers back when I was a kid? Come on.
They had women who did it for them. Okay.
Well, you don't have a woman to do it for. Your mommy isn't going to do it, so you have to do it yourself.
If I ask her nicely,
she probably would, but then it wouldn't be a cooking show, would it? It'd be you and your mommy cooking in the kitchen. It's good for you to cook on your birthday. Come on. Oh, still have a cup of coffee left. Yay.
Oh my, this is a fucking big fucking thing.
Did you get the mixer out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you was. Oh, my.
Oh, my. Watch this.
That's good.
Do I put it hot in there?
Yeah.
Or do I like...
You can put it hot in there. Put it in hot, baby.
Probably not put it on the egg. Let it cool a bit, I think, because I don't want my egg to be a fucking white piece of shit in there.
Yeah, I would not put it on the egg. I'd either mix the egg in and then put it in, or I would let it cool just a little bit and then put it... Or you're going to cook your egg, yeah.
Let me just mix it a bit. Three, two, one. I'm scared.
It's pancakes, come on. Jay drinks coffee while Sven makes pancakes.
Thick should the cream I make be?
Well, you want it to like pudding, but a little thinner. Because you want it to be able to stand up and be fluffy without like just, you don't want flat pancakes, those are crepes.
Mm. May add a
water. My wire keeps getting stuck on my cabinets. Ah. So how's it looking?
Oh, I tell you, it's looking good.
There you go. And you'll be knee-deep in pancakes in no time.
Do you make your pancakes with butter, like in the pan?
I do. I think it's better than, like, cooking spray or oil, or occasionally I'll make it with bacon grease, but I actually don't have bacon grease at the moment.
Spraying oil here.
Spraying oil.
You know what's the shit about?
Squeezed cheese and spraying oil and all this crazy American food, processed chicken. Yeah.
You know what's the
crap.
Worst part about pancakes? The first one always looks like it's a fucking dish.
It does. It does. The first one always
the
looks
first
bad.
One is always the worst.
Which is why you just put, like, a teaspoon one in there and you make a baby one and then you start from scratch after that because then your pan is definitely heated up.
Don't make baby shit. Come on.
You make a little one. That's the ugly one. You throw it away. It's all good. And I use unsalted butter because who needs the extra salt? Unsalted? You don't have salted butter there? It must be an American thing. We just like our salt.
I think we don't use it, at least in our household here.
Yeah, I always get unsalted. Don't throw the little one away. Okay, Red, just for you. Pan is hot, that's for sure. Okay.
You can't have my little one, Red.
Ba-dum-bum. Let's do the little one.
Okay.
The ugly one out of the way.
Oh, why? I forgot the. I need a fucking plate to put it on.
Wait, what? He said you can't have my little one, Red.
This will be like 20 pancakes.
It's gonna be a lot, yeah. But you can freeze pancakes. That's the great thing about them. And pull them out of the freezer, stick them in the toaster, and you have pancakes. It's all good. You could eat 20 pancakes. I mean, it is your birthday. You could do whatever you want. So you know how to watch to see when pancakes are done? And they're ready to be flipped? Because you flip your pancakes too often, they get kind of rubbery.
I only flip them once.
Right. But do you know how to watch to know when to flip them? No. No, you watch the bubbles around the edge. Good. You should know that. You know how to cook. Actually, the first one's not turning out too ugly. I'm kind of impressed. So we'll definitely keep this one. I need a plate though. So let's see if I can actually reach a plate. Ah!
Oh, like
without
2 seconds ago he laughed at me for having a plate. Remember?
I know I did, and now I feel silly. Because now I need a plate. There we go.
I think I put too much butter in it.
First one didn't turn out bad. Okay. I put more butter. More butter in the pan. You get the sizzle sound. ASMR, people.
I said you can't have my little one, Red, or I don't know what you meant. It's going to be thick pancakes.
Okay.
Oh my, they're like... They're getting so big when they grow up.
They grow up so fast. Those damn pancakes. Okay, I have two on the griddle, and I have my little one. I should take a picture of my little one for people.
Wow.
Because, you know, my little one. Continue recording, yes.
I'm still waiting for my little one.
I was ahead of you, though.
That's
there
true.
We go. And it looks so small on this whole big plate.
I also think I don't have my pan hot enough. That's just me. that one is definitely fucked up.
Did you fuck up your first one? Ah, wait, wait, wait. That's what she said?
It looks...
What are you doing, Sven? That's the little one for you, Red. All for you.
Oh my god, it looks so shitty.
Are you failing at pancake making, Sven? This is not good. You're not supposed to fail at pancake making. It's not a skill that's very hard to do.
I think it's the milk.
Oh, the coconut milk. Maybe. Could be. Okay. That, yeah.
Going into the trash bin.
Let's see. I think that maybe you should flip that and see how it turns out. Or is that flipped? Is it flipped? Oh my god, yes. You may need to start over, dude. My dude. Because that looks a little, sad and scary.
It's the first one, you know.
It is the first one, which is why you do a little one for the first one. And then they turn out cute, and you give them to Red.
It's so fucking delicious. The coconut and, like, the vanilla sugar. Oh, my.
Yeah, did you add all the milk?
Yeah.
That would be probably part of the problem.
Oh, it's creamy as fuck. Like, it's running down the thing.
Whoa! I need to turn this down. It's getting smoky in here. Ah.
Listen.
It's creamy as fuck. That's what she said. Butter! Okay, I think I have... one more pancake in my batter. Because I made a half batch. So I'm not eating too many pancakes. I really don't need to eat pancakes at all, but you know. For you, I'll be nice. Ah! Water sounds. Stop. Every time I do that, it gets caught. Okay.
Oh my, he's creamy in the middle.
A good kind of creamy or a bad kind of creamy? Thanks for stopping by, Kinks. Sorry you have to go.
Oh, Kink, if you could taste my pancake right now. No, it's good.
So it's a good kind of creamy.
Yes, it is.
Okay, one more to flip.
I think the coconut milk was a bad idea in general because it has a different consistency.
Right.
But it is what it is.
Pancakes!
You said it's going to be fine.
If it tastes fine, then it really doesn't matter how it looks. That's the whole point.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
You know, I mean... sure, for restaurants, they want it to look, you know, perfect, and but we're not at a restaurant, so.
Oh, I think I'm wrong here. Wait, you make a bunch of little ones. I have, like, a fucking fake one.
Yeah, I like little ones.
Look at my
goes back to personal preference. Oh my gosh, that's a huge pancake.
I'm gonna flip that.
This has got to be interesting to listen to it at University Red, huh?
Oh my, that looks perfect.
See, the first one just didn't turn out. Okay. There we go.
Look at that motherfucker.
That does look good. And we get the... ah! Washing off the griddle sounds. There we go. Ta-da!
This is a little fluffy, thick boy.
That's what she said. Okay.
I also should stop cleaning on this.
Maple syrup and a fork. I gotta try these. I think Red might be upset. I'll even eat the little one first.
Trigger him.
fork sounds. Syrup. Okay, let's give it a shot. How does it taste? Well, it's definitely fluffy. It's kind of falling apart. That's actually really good. Pancake day is a success. At least so far. We'll have to see. You said your first one tasted good, right?
Yeah, the first one tasted really good. The second one just looks good. Mm-hmm. Probably tastes the same as the first one.
Hopefully.
I think I should put the heat down a bit more. I don't know. I'm thirsty as fuck.
Then get something to drink, silly. Yep, turned out good.
Are they good?
Mm-hmm. I put coconut in mine. So you put coconut milk in yours, and I put actual coconut in mine.
Oh my god, watch this one. It's perfectly brown like it was sunbathing.
International cooking of pancakes. Is a success.
This shows you guys there is no borders when it comes to cooking.
Or recording it. Needs a little more syrup. There we go.
That's fucking not fair.
I am.
I have the most stressful day of my life cooking pancakes.
You're doing great. Keep it up.
Wait, where's the acorns?
I almost made bacon pancakes, but then I didn't feel like thawing out the bacon. I like bacon waffles better anyway. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Does peanut butter fit on it?
Peanut butter fit on what?
On pancakes.
Mm-hmm. You can put peanut butter on pancakes.
You probably eat it with a lot of jam, because you have this really good self-made jams.
I used to take cold pancakes out of the fridge and put peanut butter on them. And just eat them. When I was younger.
And I think
mixer sounds.
That was a bad idea. I might have just have it everywhere.
Oh my.
You could be dumb, okay?
Whoa. I'm like knocking stuff off of all kinds of things. There we go.
I think I should try this legendary pan flip thing when you flip the pan, the pancake lands on the different side of the pan.
I think you could try it, but be ready to clean up a mess.
It's gonna wait a little bit longer because it has to be not.
Yeah, make sure you can, it'll shift in the pan when you kind of shake it back and forth so that it's not sticking. Or it's not going to flip.
Okay. Oh my god, this will be a mess.
If you fail, yes, it will be a mess. Go.
Oh no, it didn't come out. I'm not doing it. That was too scary already. No, my pancake broke because of it.
Oh no. You know, broken pancake eats just the same.
No, it doesn't taste the same if it's broken.
What are you for?
Do you eat your pancakes with sugar? That's like the best thing ever.
Powdered sugar or regular sugar?
No, just a thin layer of sugar on it.
Nope. Don't think I've done that. Do it with French toast.
Okay, good.
And I'll do powdered sugar on French toast too.
Yeah, that's good as well. I think this will be... I have 3 pancakes now, and I have 1 in the thing. This is 2 more pancakes, I think. Big ones, of course.
Big ones. So you have like a huge stack of pancakes by the time you're done.
Really thick ones. The problem is, this one is fucked up. It's broken, so I have to
put that one on the bottom. So if you like put it together and piece it together like a puzzle on the bottom of the stack, then nobody will know. Except everyone who's listening to this.
You didn't see anything. Shh. Red, if you tell anyone, I'm gonna find you. This would be you did it out. One will be a really thick one because I'm not going to bother to split it into 2.
I'll be sure it cooks all the way through.
Can I eat this delicious mess? Oh my. I still didn't eat a single pancake. I'm kind of nervous.
You need to try them.
But I want to do them all, because, you know.
Eat them all as one big stack?
Yeah. With the broken one in the middle. Biggest pancake in the world going into the panel. Oh, God, you're so thick.
That's what she said.
That's what I said, apparently.
That's good.
You know what's sad?
What's that?
Like, we have 2 pictures in this room.
Mm-hmm.
And this is both my cats on the picture. I didn't realize how much I feel hated by my parents right now. 2 big ass pictures of my cats.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay. Didn't have to make it that obvious, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's not good.
kind of jam? I have like so many. I have strawberry kiwi. I have strawberry raspberry. I have red wine and strawberry. Oh my god, everything is with strawberry. It's insane.
I think something with strawberry might be in order.
I have apricot something berry. Sounds like normally roll your pancakes, you don't do that, right? In Germany?
Roll them around a sausage?
No.
Just roll them up?
Because you don't do it with baking powder, right? So they're thin.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
And then you roll them. Like you put something in the middle and you just roll them.
We do that with crepes. Or if you roll them around a sausage, then it's pigs in a blanket.
Like our pancakes is a mix of crepe. And Okay. I'm gonna make a picture now of my pancake stack. Oh my god, it's a little black one. But it's fine, you know.
Pancake.
Yeah. Okay. This big pancake go into my mouth in a second. And I put on peanut butter. Oh my, that smells like peanut butter.
Isn't it peanut butter? Peanut butter and pancakes is amazing.
That's what you say now.
That is what I say now. Have I steered you wrong yet? Like a crime scene.
That is fucking good. Oh my. You invented that.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably me right now.
Hey, I've done it before.
That's what you say. You don't have proof.
I don't have proof. Yeah. Would do again.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Okay, I think I'm just going to follow those pancakes now.
Well, happy birthday. And thanks for coming out and doing pancake cooking on your birthday.
I want to do this for a long time, so here it is.
Yep, definitely. And
thanks. for making pancakes with me.
Yes. Not a problem at all. And oh, thank you everyone for listening to us make pancakes on his birthday. So
the weirdest ASMR you will ever hear.
Yes. Some crazy ass sounds, that's for sure. Cool.
I wish I could shake the bottle out of the coconut milk at the end, but I don't.